Hi, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of SisterSense.com, the place where I help you make sense of making money online. And today I've got some awesome things for you. I want to take you inside of my 100 days of blog posts, 10-day intensive. I want to take you inside by sharing an activity that you can do to work on your blog. First and foremost, let me say this. I cannot blog every day. I don't know about you, but it's something that I cannot do. I spend a lot of time as a web designer and a mentor to my clients. So I'm on calls, I'm working on websites. I cannot blog every day, which is why I'm doing this 100 days worth of blog content in 10 days, because that's what I do. I bulk task. I sit down, I write awesome, and then I schedule out these amazing posts on my blog so that while I'm working on the business, the blog posts are working for me and all is well. All right. So today I'm going to share an activity with you. It's called Pick a Pick. Pick a pick. We're going to start this process because I don't want you to feel like you have to write all of these really, really long posts every day. That can be exhausting. I want you to start off by something that's short but impactful, right? Pictures are worth 1,000 words. So I want you to pick 3 picks, and then essentially from these 3 picks, you can have 3 posts that you blog about, okay? So pick number 1, events. Now, maybe you have gone to an event, or you have spoken at an event, or you hosted an event. I want you to pull out one of those picks, turn it into a blog post. So pick a pick event-wise, okay? Underneath that pick, you can say, here is me speaking about XYZ at XYZ event. If you would like to see my calendar of upcoming events, click here. If you would like to see the different topics that I talk about as a breakout or as a keynote speaker or even as a presenter for your workshop, click here to find out about ways in which you can work with me, okay? So this is an opportunity for you to engage people and get them excited about you, right? Or you can say, here's a picture of me at an event as a vendor. Here are my products. I love to share beauty products, right? By the way, here's the beauty product that I'm featuring this week. So one, you can get this product. Number two, you can see a photo of me at an event. Number three, if you've got an event and you would love, to share some of my products there, or maybe you would love to work together and partner together so I can get my products in your store or what have you, click here. Okay. So again, you're using these photos as opportunities to share what you're doing as a business person, but also to invite other people into your space to work with you. Okay. Maybe you went to an event and you didn't necessarily go there to vend or to speak, but you participated and you learned something valuable. You've got a photo with someone amazing that you say, this person, they're my everything goals, right? You can show the picture of you at that person. Keep in mind, I've got a picture, for example, of me and Kim Coles at an event. I've got the awesome, amazing Kim Coles, one of my Power Circle experts. I have a picture of me with Lisa Price, the creator of Carol's Daughters. I have a picture with me and Issa Rae, the creator of Awkward Black Girl. I have a picture of myself and the Simmons sisters, awesome, dynamic women and entrepreneurs that they are, right? So I have all of these pictures that I could reference and connect to, you know, why I'm working with this person or the event that I went to when I saw this particular person, right? The different things that I do and why I find them valuable. Thinking about how you can pick these great picks and use them as blog content, right? Just a picture and maybe 2 to 3 sentences about why that picture is valuable. And then maybe 2 to 3 sentences about how that picture relates to a particular product or service that you sell, all great things, right? So you can show yourself on the podium speaking at an event and telling them, this is what I spoke about, this is what I did, this is how great it was, all great ways in which that you can, one, number one, blog, because you want to be blogging consistently. Number two, you want to blog quickly, especially for those of you who hate to write, talking about different ways in which you can blog quickly. And number three, you want to make sure that you're not just blogging, but you're blogging for business. So you're connecting those photos, those messages to pictures that can help you. Okay, pictures that can help you. Okay, so this is a really quick activity that I want you to try today. But I have other examples of pictures that you can post, of blogs that you can do inside of the 10-day 100 days worth of blog post challenge. Every day I give you a project. Every day the goal is to work on creating 10 posts based on that project. Every day I try to create opportunities for you to post consistently, but in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming for you. Because not every day are you going to be able to write 10 articles. Articles are really long. Some days you're going to want something that's short and valuable, but quick quality, which is what this challenge focuses on. So if you want to participate in the challenge, you can do so by registering at blogskills.sissasense.com or live.sissasense.com. Okay. So ideally, if you haven't registered, you can find the training. You can go to blogskills.sissasense.com. This training, by the way, is a part of my blogging skills 6-week mastermind. So you can participate in this training, just the challenge by itself, or get access to the complete 6-week blog skills mastermind. Again, you can do so over at blogskills.sissasense.com. You can go to live.sissasense.com, or you can even click on the Sissasense shop, that link at the top navigation, and browse for it. But again, the easiest way is the directory link, which is blogskills.sissasense.com. So try this activity. Let me know what you think. If you would like to see some continuity in your blog, if you're not blogging as much as you should be, I certainly recommend this challenge. It's a great way for you to really challenge yourself to sit down for 10 days to write great content. The goal is 100 days worth of blog posts, but if you can get to 20, 30, 40 days, 50 days, right, you can feel that you've accomplished something and that your blog is working for you while you're working on your business. All right, go forth, create great. Let me know what you think. Talk to you soon.